Good night, everyone, and welcome to The Eclectic Preacher, where we talk about real life, real issues, and a real big God. And on this segment, we like to call it Wisdom Wednesdays, we examine strategies to help propel us to the next place that God has for us, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. And I want to thank you for tuning in. And if you don't know me, I'm your host, Diane Moore, otherwise known as The Eclectic Preacher. And tonight, we are going to supersize our expectations and pay attention to the warning signs along the way. So stay tuned. Welcome back. And tonight we are going to take a look at 2 Kings chapter number 20 as we visit our good friend King Hezekiah. Again, that is 2 Kings chapter number 20, and I'll start reading from verse number 1. In those days, Hezekiah became terminally ill. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, came and said to him, "This is what the Lord says. Put your affairs in order, for you are about to die. You will not recover." Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, "Please, Lord, remember how I have walked before you faithfully and wholeheartedly and have done what pleases you." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Isaiah had not yet gone out of the inner court when the word of the Lord came to him. "Go back and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord God of your ancestor David says. I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Look, I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the Lord's temple. I will add 15 years to your life. I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David." Then Isaiah said, "Bring a lump of pressed figs." So they brought it and they applied it to his infected skin, and he recovered. Hezekiah had asked Isaiah, "What is the sign that the Lord will heal me and that I will go up to the Lord's temple on the third day?" Isaiah said, "This is the sign to you from the Lord that he will do what he has promised. Should the shadow go ahead 10 steps or go back 10 steps?" Then Hezekiah answered, "It's easy for the shadow to lengthen 10 steps. No, let the shadow go back 10 steps." So Isaiah the prophet called out to the Lord, and he brought the shadow back the 10 steps it had descended on Ahaz's stairway. At that time, Merodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a gift to Hezekiah, since he heard that he had been sick. Hezekiah gave them a hearing and showed them his whole treasure house, the silver, the gold, the spices, and the precious oil, and his armory, and everything that was found in his treasuries. There was nothing in the palace and in all his realm that Hezekiah did not show them. Then the prophet Isaiah came to the king and asked him, "Where did these men come from, and what did they say to you?" Hezekiah replied, "They came from a distant country, from Babylon." Isaiah asked, "What have they seen in your palace?" Hezekiah answered, "They have seen everything in my palace. There isn't anything in my treasuries that I didn't show them." Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord. The time will certainly come when everything in your palace and all that your fathers have stored up until this day will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord. Some of your descendants who come from you will be taken away, and they will become eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "The word of the Lord that you have spoken is good." For he thought, "Why not, if there will be peace and security during my lifetime?" The rest of the events of Hezekiah's reign, along with all his might and how he made the pool and the tunnel and brought water into the city, are written in the historical record of Judah's kings. Hezekiah rested with his fathers, and his son Manasseh became king in his place. So there are a lot of themes that arise from this scripture, but tonight we are talking about supersizing our expectations and paying attention to the warning signs along the way. So what do we have here? We have King Hezekiah, who's terminally ill, and the prophet Isaiah comes in and he says, man, you need to get your house in order because you're gonna die. But what does Hezekiah do? Verse 2 says that Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. He said, please, Lord, remember how I have walked before you faithfully and wholeheartedly and have done what pleases you. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. And then what happens? Then the prophet comes back and he says, this is the word of the Lord to you. He says that God said, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. And look, I will heal you. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David. And of course, Hezekiah wanted a sign. He wanted a sign to say, well, how do I know that God is going to do this for me? Right? So the prophet came back and pretty much gave him two choices. He says, should the shadow go ahead 10 steps or go back 10 steps? And Hezekiah said, well, you know what? It's easy for the shadow to lengthen 10 steps. So no, let the shadow go back 10 steps. So Isaiah the prophet called out to the Lord and he brought the shadow back 10 steps. And it descended on Ahaz's stairway. So God did what Hezekiah requested of him. But this is what I want us to kind of focus in on. I want us to consider how Hezekiah cried out to God and God heard him. I want us to consider how God healed him and added 15 years to his life. I want us to consider God's promise to Hezekiah to deliver him, not just him, but also the city from the king of Assyria, who was the enemy at the time. And I want us to consider God's promise to defend the city. So God heard him, God healed him, right? God's promise is one of deliverance and one of defense. And in like manner, think about the things that you're going through right now in your life. When you cry out to God, know that God hears you. You don't have to acquiesce to the situations in your life that are not going the way that they ought to go. Okay? You don't have to accept things at face value. And this is what I love about Hezekiah. When the prophet came in and he said, look, you're gonna die. Put your house in order. Hezekiah, to me, did not accept things at face value. He was like, no, man, it's not gonna go down like this. And what did he do? His first go-to was to set himself to seek the Lord. His first go-to was prayer. His first go-to was to cry out to God. He did not accept things at face value. And God said, look, I heard your prayer. Our first go-to needs to be prayer. Secondly, we don't have to accept things in our lives that are not going the way that they ought to go. We need to raise the level of our expectation, raise the level of our expectation for God to do something awesome for us. And even when Hezekiah was asking for a sign, he asked for something that to him seemed impossible. He said it was easy for the shadow to lengthen. So let the shadow go back 10 steps. Because he knew that was impossible. And if that happened, he knew that God was gonna do what God said God was gonna do, right? So in this season, Ask God for the hard things. Ask God for the things that seem impossible. Raise your level of expectation. Supersize your level of expectation. The thing is, if we're going to believe God, then believe God. The last time I checked, the Bible says that with God, all things are possible. So we talked about supersizing our expectations. So now we are going to look at some warning signs along the way. And this is where I put up my yellow caution sign, right? Because in this season, we need to be acutely aware of when we're vulnerable and what areas of our life we're vulnerable, right? Because sometimes when we're in a vulnerable state, we open up the doors in our lives to people that need to be shut. Okay, so if we're in a vulnerable state, it is not the time to entertain strangers, it's not the time to make decisions, and it's not the time to divulge information. We need to guard ourselves in vulnerable times. Notice that Hezekiah received a letter from the king of Babylon because the king of Babylon heard he was sick. Now, Hezekiah was king for 29 years, and at this point, he had been king for 14, right? But all of a sudden, the king is sick, so guess what? I'm going to request audience with King Hezekiah. So anyway, what happened? King Hezekiah entertained him. He gave the king of Babylon audience, and he showed him and he divulged to him everything that was in his treasuries. And listen right here. This one act caused the Lord to say, "The time will certainly come when everything in your palace and all that your fathers have stored up until this day will be carried off to Babylon and nothing will be left." Hear me. Do not boldly ask for what you want just to have it taken away because, number one, you entertained the wrong people. Number two, you made bad decisions. And number three, you divulged information to the wrong people, all while in a state of vulnerability. You have to know, who you are. You've got to know what your vulnerability indicators are. You've got to know yourself better than anyone else, right? You've got to know who you can let in into specific doors in your life. And not only who, but when, at what time can you let people into specific doors in your life? So I'm going to leave you with just a couple of questions. Number one, who have you entertained that you should not have entertained while in a state of vulnerability? Number two, what decisions have you made that you should not have made while in a state of vulnerability? Number three, what information have you divulged to the wrong people that you should not have divulged while in a state of vulnerability? Number four, do you have vulnerability indicators? If you don't, it's time for you to figure out who you are, figure out what makes you tick, and figure out what your vulnerability indicators are so you don't fall into the trap of entertaining the wrong people, making bad decisions, and divulging information that you don't need to divulge, and to have things taken away from you or for destruction to lay at your door after you've asked God for the big and the awesome thing. All right? So I hope this was super helpful. And if you enjoyed the content, please consider sharing it. Please also follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/eclecticpreacher. I want to thank you so much for listening in, and I will talk to you next Wednesday for another episode of Wisdom Wednesday. Bye now.